wildwestpodcast.com, and there we are. So, folks, you're listening on wildfireradio.com and on the Facebook Live too. The Public John Podcast. It's the first annual Christmas extravaganza, and I'm here with my pal, cheers, Billy Smith. Cheers. We're going to have a little nog here.
That's good.
That's good stuff. By the end of the show, it'll even be better. We probably won't taste it, but it'll be good. So, we are on. So, wildfireradio.com live right now. If you have to leave and still want to listen to us, we're on for the next hour or so. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Everybody that's got questions or comments, let us know. We'll try to address some of them. Somebody says Arizona dry heat. I heard that once. I went out there and I was getting ready to go out and I said, "Oh man, do you see the temperatures out there? It's like 116 degrees, right?" And somebody said, "Oh yeah, it's a dry heat." Yeah, well, you know what? An oven is a dry heat, okay? And I don't want to go in a freaking oven, okay? So no. It's not, yeah, but actually it's not that hot out there this time when I was talking to somebody. Oh, yeah, they said it hits 60s and 70s, right? Yeah. It's not as cold as it is here, but it's still warmer than here, but nice weather. Maddie Coughlin joined. Hey Maddie, you ever get a chance, you should friend Maddie because you'd like his stuff. He has a thing, Breaking Balls News, every once in a while. He puts it on there. Like, it's under his name. He posts it. Uh-huh. But it's him in a picture in front of his scenery, and he looks like he's doing a newscast or something, and it's always hysterical. Hey, Maddie, thanks for joining. Al Carroll, what's he got there? I'm sharing and what?
Telling people to ask silly questions.
Yeah, they can ask silly questions. Sure. It doesn't mean I'm going to answer them, but we probably will answer some of them. I'm scrolling back and forth. Helen Schoenberger.
Go back to Joe, my favorite.
My
favorite Christmas was probably 2 years ago. It was my mom's last. And I tell you what, whenever she opened a present, it didn't matter what it was. It was, she just had the biggest.
No kidding.
Biggest smile. And her smiling, watching the kids coming up. You know, it's great, and it's memories you always have.
So. Yeah, it is. And your mom, you know what? Your mom was the coolest lady. She really was. I mean, she was down to earth. She didn't put on any airs. I remember having meatballs and spaghetti, and I remember the good stuff, food too. But she even came out to like karaoke and stuff that you used to do.
Yeah,
down here at the press box and whatever else it was called before
that. Pistol Pete's and all that stuff.
She'd come out and watch us do karaoke and stuff like that. Yeah,
speaking of karaoke, you even did the Flintstones for.
Yes. Instead of Wilma, it was always Rita at the end. Rita! And she used to get a kick out of that. But hey, Jimmy Church, thanks, Jimmy, for joining. He's a cameraman over at Quinn Broadcasting.
Hey, Jimmy.
And good guy. JoJo says that was hers too.
Yeah.
And that's your sister. So.
That's my sister.
So that was her favorite Christmas too. So, Christmas songs. If we can end up.
Jewish oven jokes at Christmas.
I know. I thought of it, Al, but I didn't. It wasn't going to be funny the way I said it. So, hey, look, Jenny Smith joined.
What's
how about
your favorite
that?
Christmas songs?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I said it last night on the podcast. It's becoming my favorite Christmas song because everybody else is pissed off about it, which is Baby It's Cold Outside. I was so proud last week of the Millville High School Choir and Band who played a show at Cumberland Mall, right? That's the regular Christmas show. And they did not take that song out of their list. They played it. They sang it. And I was never prouder of a bunch of kids and the music department of a high school before. Mm-hmm. And I went to school there, so I'm like, yeah. Suddenly, out of the clear blue, nobody knew that. But now I'm like, yeah, I went to Millville, buddy. You got a problem with that? because, you know what? And I talked to the one young man last night, Josh Sue. He's in the band. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the guests last night. He's in the high school band. And he said, there were a couple things. One, the director did talk to them and say, how do you guys feel about it? And to every student, he said, every single one said, we want to leave it in for two reasons. One, they liked the song. And number two, the practicality of it. They've been practicing it for a month to 6 weeks, and now you're going to yank it out? But the big thing was they were like, it's a Christmas song. It doesn't mean You know, oh, I mean, we have gotten so politically correct. Now we're terrible. Examining lyrics of songs. Okay, but we're examining them. It's not. Years. If there was a blatant thing, I agree. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
If there was a blatant racist or a misogynistic, sexually discriminatory right. song, I could see it.
Right.
If it's right on its face.
But people interpret it some
but now,
different things. It's like,
we're digging into stuff, and it's
somebody
like...
somebody else interprets it a certain way, it's offensive.
It's a little bit out of control. Don't get me wrong. There are things that that do offend, and you know, and there are different time frames and different time periods, and people are sensitive. And I don't have a problem with that. The thing I have a problem with is that kind of stuff. I mean, we've gone too far. One of the most, and I've said it a million times, I know, but Blazing Saddles to me is one of the greatest comedies of all time.
Absolutely.
And Mel Brooks has even said, somebody said about a remake, and he goes, you can't make
can't
that movie
that.
Today.
No,
you cannot
not.
Make that movie
no.
today. You can't make a sequel to it. You can't even, you know, it's hysterical. And if you think about it, he's doing exactly what all these other people are trying to do. He's lampooning all that stuff. He's making fun of all these people that act inappropriately, you know. But you know, you could never make that movie today. John Harris is Santa, and
he's got a big ass elf.
I like that. That's his new title for the rest of the holidays. Dave,
Big ass elf.
I like that. That is awesome. And there's Janine Fisk Smith, who was going to say hi. Hi, Janine, or your wife, who probably will agree that you're a big ass elf. That's awesome. You're getting a nameplate. I'm getting a stocking for your
ass. I was actually
elf.
Looking
big
for an elf hat. That it,
were you? Oh, if you'd have found that, that would have been so perfect. That would have been great. Nat King Cole's White Christmas. Yeah, I know. Maddie's going to go to the same place I've been going for days, walking around going, oh, right away, Christmas got to be white. What's up with that? Janine says she has, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. She loves that one. That's a good song.
Chestnuts Opening on the Roasting Fire.
I walk around singing that. I sing that in August for Christ's sake. Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Hey! Jack Frost nipping at you. That's enough. We can't go with my version from there. Caucasian. Caucasian Christmas. Yeah, Maddie, I know. Jojo loves that song. What, Caucasian Christmas, Joe? Johnny Perino from up in the big city, the Big Apple. He don't play. Johnny's a good guy. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is Jojo's favorite Christmas song. We're talking about your favorite Christmas songs. If you want, let me know what your favorite Christmas movie is. Or Christmas show. And I don't want to hear about one of them Lifetime Hallmark 38 days of $12 Christmas movies or whatever budget they spent.
24/7.
They made a zillion. I read a thing between all the old ones, and this year they made over 30 some Christmas movies. There ain't enough, you know. I just, somebody just shoot me. And no volunteers, please. Okay. If there are volunteers, I get to pick the volunteer and the weapon. But, you know, after a while, it's just like, I want to run in front of a train coming at me.
I like Clint Black's Milk and Cookies, too. That's a good... I'm not sure if you ever heard that one.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Speaking of cookies, we got...
Do we have a cookie there?
We got some cookies
here.
Oh,
we got Christmas cookies.
And thanks to my daughter, Nicole, for making some chocolate chip and sugar.
Oh, thanks, Nicole. Yeah, I got... This one's good. I got a chocolate chip. Ho, ho, ho. And this one is all for me, not for my ho-ho-ho's. Sweet.
Elves don't eat cookies.
No. Well, big-ass elves. How do you think you got big ass? Dave D coming up with a good one. What do we got here? So there's some great Christmas movies out, some great Christmas songs. What
hey,
we
there's
got here?
Josh. Thanks,
there's
Josh.
Josh.
Appreciate that.
Well, Josh loves the set. Thanks, Josh. Put a little work into it today. What's
well,
he saying?
The more pictures of John, the better.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. This one, the big banner is up. In the studio
the
here,
three Stooges.
All
one,
the time.
One, two, three.
Whoop. This one was there just so we could see the number, but I don't know if you guys can see it there. Well, actually, the email address, and that was because of Josh last night, who mentioned on the air, if you would like to sponsor the Public John. I was like, my boy, looking out for me, yo. Way to go, dog. So we did that to put the email address up there so everybody could see it, but I don't know if it's working. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, if I walk in this room and I see one more picture of myself, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, without a mirror. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So Elf. Elf's a good Christmas movie. What's Janine got? What? Some people complain. Yeah, we were already talking about that.
Yeah. But are the same ones listening to some of the nastiest rap songs where they degrade
and some of them people,
so
kill that, kill that, kill that. But baby, it's cold outside. It's offensive. Yeah, son of a. Elf is funny. That's great.
Elf's a good
What's
movie,
Dave
yeah.
D got there? Oh, he's got a web.
YouTube, a
we'll have
YouTube.
To look at that
we'll
one
have
later.
To look
but
that one. LNJ Sessions. Colorado
oh yes,
Christmas.
I did see that. LNJ Sessions is a group that they run an open mic in Williamstown or no, yeah, Turnersville. Right?
And you said there's a light in your window. That's the outside.
Yeah, it's
that's a little strobe that we have. You know,
light in your window. Yeah. That's fine. It's part of the set. We're making it authentic. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, that's great. I got me a cookie, so everything else I don't care about.
And the old eggnog. You had similar eggnog when you were training last, a couple weeks ago. You know,
similar couple dozen eggnogs. Yeah,
a couple different eggnogs.
Yeah, that was awesome.
How do you feel after all that training you did for the marathon?
I am in such great shape, Bill.
Nice.
Really, I am in shape. It's a round kind of a shape. It's like a, you know.
That's what everybody says. Oh, you're going to get in shape. I am a shape.
I am a shape, round.
I'm just round.
I'm just oval or I'm round, yeah. So I had to fatten up for the holidays. And then somebody goes, oh, no, it's supposed to be a turkey.
Hello.
So you're listening and watching the Public John podcast on wildfireradio.com/the-public-john, also on facebooklive.com/thepublicjohn. So we thank all you guys for tuning in. We are hopefully having a good time with my friend Billy here. Movies and Christmas carols.
Also, feel free to call in, guys. I'd like to hear somebody
that's
call
right.
in. You can reach us at 609-363-3249.
That's 609. I'm eating a cookie.
363-3249.
That's I don't know if it's a toll-free. No, it's not toll-free, unless you're in 609 or in the area. But if you're using your cell phone, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We encourage cell phone calls.
Who wants to be our first one? Let's see. Come on. We're testing you out there. Who wants to be our first phone call for the evening?
And if you don't, that's fine, too. and you can continue to message us here on Facebook. What's your favorite Christmas movie, Bill?
I probably like Elf, too.
Elf?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a couple classics. I'm eating, folks. That's why.
Home Alone. That's good.
Home Alone. See, there's two classics for me. Home Alone, the original. Number two's not, but number one.
The original. Bam. The Home Alone.
And Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
No, man.
I changed it. I think that is my favorite.
That is your
Christmas
Vacation. Yep. That's classic. And, of course, the one classic, and I watched it again the other day, and almost bought a onesie for today. And almost for the 24-hour marathon we did that I did with Quinn Broadcasting with Zach Reed. We were raising money for the M25 Code Blue Initiative, which is homeless and shelter and a lot of other things they do for people in Cumberland County. We were going to buy onesies and come out about 11 o'clock at night or come out in the morning when people were waking up because we stayed up all night. It was a 24-hour thing. And then we were going to come out and be in onesies for everybody. And when people woke up in the morning, go, what the are they wearing? But I didn't, and it was weird because we didn't talk to each other except we were planning on doing it, and then neither one of us pulled the trigger.
Right.
And it was weird. Go, hey, did you bring it? No.
Yeah.
No? Me either. We were like, nah. I decided, I mean, they're not that expensive, but to wear it one time, I would rather and did give the money to the foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's $20 extra that I would rather give them to go somewhere than to spend it on. Get me wrong. I'm usually the joke comes first, mm-hmm. but right. in this case, the joke didn't have to come first. Did Bill tell you that what him and Jeanine got an early Christmas present this time? Oh, that's right. Yeah, got you got a baby grandson.
Grandson on Tuesday.
Oh, was it Tuesday?
On Tuesday, yeah.
Oh, yeah? She had it Tuesday? I didn't know she had it.
Yep, Dimitri.
Dimitri, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
You know what that's got written all over it? Hockey player, baby. It's got to be. Did they name him after a hockey player?
Well, Norwegian, like Sweden, you know, that area over there. But, you know, the other one, my second grandson is Nikolai.
No kidding.
And the first one is Sebastian.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, they're not going with the traditional American name. So
I guess they're not.
That's
okay.
But congratulations to Mike and Paige on your
Absolutely.
Bundle of joy. Yep.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Christmas Story is the best. Yeah, that's where I was going to go. I watched that the other day. And it was a lot of fun. I love Ralph. Little Ralphie's One Piece. The rabbit's awesome. This is what?
That's my second favorite. And my third is Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. Tim Allen, good one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see to make sure we didn't miss anything. Yeah, the Colorado Christmas. That you could probably look it up by going on YouTube too and putting Colorado Christmas in. Those guys are some great local musicians. LNJ Sessions, which stands for Late Night Jam Sessions.
Right.
Really a good band. You met Mikey, Big Mike, at the comedy.
Yes,
at the one comedy contest.
He's
a drummer and bass player in a band.
Is he?
But those guys are really good. Folks, you get a chance to look up LNJ Sessions. You can look up this particular song is Colorado Christmas. And I saw one that it's an older song I've heard him do before, but it's a nice version of it too. Mother Earth. A great song. So if you get a chance to look that up, that's on YouTube as well. It's LNJ Sessions.
Dave Dudley says our phone didn't work.
Let me see. Do I have to turn it on?
Hello?
Do you have a dial tone?
No dial tone.
Oh, well, that would be why it didn't work. Hold on a second, and let's check this. You guys might see a screen pop up here that's going to – I don't know. Now, guys, let me know if you see that screen just for fun. I don't know if you will or not, or whether it's just the Facebook feed you guys see. We're going to try it again, Dave. Says it's waiting for something. I thought it was loaded. Again, it goes back to Dave's earlier point.
There we go.
And there you go. It goes back to Dave's earlier point of the old guy trying to do technical stuff. It is working now, supposedly. It's 609-363-3249. Now, do you guys see that screen? And now the screen's gone. So I don't know if it is still on or not. Or did I actually minimize it? Let's see. I'm waiting to see. Bueller, anyone? Bueller? What do you got? You can read some stuff off there. I'm trying to see the phone situation.
Matt, yes, we do have our phone. We just got it up and working, so hopefully our number is right there, 609-363-3249.
What's that say in the background? It says it's starting there. Let's move that. Oh, nope, it's not doing a retry. Something said it didn't work. So we're retrying it. Don't know why it didn't work, but let's see if it works now. It came up once. Dial tone?
It hears us, but there's no dial tone. It hears us, but no dial tone.
It hears us. That means it's something strange. Great. It worked earlier, and that's why I said this will be a great night to test it out, and guess what? It's not working, so we don't know why.
Al Carroll, is weed legal in New Jersey yet? Can I bring some to the show January 18th at the Leatherheads, or will you have some there?
Don't know. It's definitely medical.
Recreational
is still pending legislation. We think it's going to go through, but I don't know if it'll be in time. But as far as can you, yeah, my permission.
I mean, what happens? The consequences is on you.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm also not going to go out and defend your ass. We've had those discussions before. Look at me. I can't defend anybody. Do you guys see a screen there for Magic Jack on your view? Does anybody see that? If not, then I may just leave this up for us. So
Margie
Bill and I,
says screen looks the same.
Okay, so that's good. So because I'll leave this up. So according to this, now it is up and running at 609-363-3249. We are taking phone calls apparently right now. So Dave D, if you're still there, bro, give us a call if you want, and let me know if it's working or not.
Hello to my niece Stacy Tipton for tuning in.
Hey Stacy, thanks for tuning in. What's Matty Coughlin saying there?
Guys, I think he missed. He typed wrong.
Oh, a typo. Okay, no problem.
He might have those fat fingers like us when we typo. Maybe.
Maybe either that or yeah. Margie says the screen looks the same. You already did that. Oh, here it is. Your what? Oh, he had your guts. That's why.
Your guts. You guys have a number to call.
Hello.
Call.
Hello. Your guts. Your guts. My guts have a big number to call. It's all the calories, and they get big numbers.
It's worldwide.
Stop eating.
Yeah, it's worldwide. Hey, I'm not the big fat elf, okay? So, let me see. Christmas movies. So we're talking about your favorite Christmas movies, your favorite Christmas songs. If you want to interact with us, you can do it two ways. Of course, our phone number, 609-363-3249. Or that's if you're watching or listening to us live right now. That number is only on when we're on, so it's not something that you can call anytime.
Yeah, you can't crank call.
No crank calling, no whatever. And if you're on the line with us live tonight, and I'll be honest, I'm a jerk, so if it's something I don't want to hear about, I'm just going to hang up on you. It's just that simple. Chances are we'll get a you never know. You know what might happen, Bill? We might get a couple very great calls. Like from a solar salesperson,
or a warranty on your car,
a warranty on my car.
That would be even called about.
Right, I know. Usually it's like three cars ago or something like that. You know, so that would be neat because I'd put them on the line. Oh, we got a call, and you can see the number. We're gonna put you on speakerphone. Hey, you've called the Public John podcast. You're on live. Who are we talking to? There's my friend Dave, could you turn down the volume on your computer? We can barely hear you because of the funny people behind you. See, I can hear my voice behind your mumbled voice. My voice loud behind you, my friend. Hey, Dave D. Yeah, you've got us on, and I can hear everything that I'm saying better than you. Yes.
Yeah, wonder why we're getting feedback from
that. Oh, we're getting. I don't know. We don't have anything on the TV. Oh, okay. Oh, it is what it is, bro. At least I can hear you. How you doing, man?
Hey, Dave D.
Hear that?
No, we're.
Yes. Yes. For those of you that we can't hear Dave for some reason, because for some reason our show is playing in the background, and I think it might have to do with something here we're going to have to figure out. But Dave was saying about last year. Oh, there we go. I can hear you better now. Yes, I can hear you now, my friend. I hope he is. We're going to send him the bill. So I see that. He's going to send out free Chinese food, which actually Chinese food's actually a big deal over Christmas with a lot of people. Last year on Christmas Day, I went to the Jewish Community Center in Margate, and Michelle Tomko had a show there with a doctor of comedy or something, and I got to introduce them, and it was a fun time. But it was actually Christmas night. It was hysterical, and it was Chinese food, and I think it was called latkes and laughs, and it was Oh, it was a hysterical night, but you had half Chinese food and put. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in. Man. Awesome. Dave D, the headliner, January 18th. He'll be there at Leatherheads Comedy Club. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to call in, Dave. That'll be fun. It's going to be a great time. We'll talk to you soon. All right, brother. See ya. Bye-bye.
Well, let's see
what happens. Yeah. It could be we're going to have to figure out why that happens, but I can still hear you, I think, a little bit, and we can go from there and find out why, because we don't have anything with the show on sound-wise, so I don't know why it would be picking that up.
My sister...
I have one thought in my head, but I'm not sure about it for sure. So
my sister Josephine, Josephine Ritchie,
Hey, is Josephine on?
Bill, no drinking on the air.
A little late.
Ah, see, it's a little festive. Bill. It's the festive.
Well, a little late.
It's a little eggnog.
Yeah. If I had gotten your instructions earlier, Phil, no, I would still drink on the air. Mm.
I wish there was a way to tag me.
I'm eating a Christmas cookie and drinking some eggnog. And for those of you that are watching, you can see that I'm in the holiday spirit. Ho, ho, ho. With a half bottle of gin left. That's a big-ass bottle, too. I think I can say big-ass now because you're a big-ass elf.
Oh, Marge, is Bill Santa's bodyguard?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm an elf. I'm a big, fat elf.
He's a big-ass elf. Big-ass elf, so what the heck? what's Al saying there?
Al, Feedbackzilla.
Yeah, it's you're right. I don't know what the story is, Al. We got to figure out what's going on. It's not feedback per se, but our show is playing at some kind
of a
delay.
Yeah, being delayed and it's
and playing. We don't have it audio on here anywhere, so I don't know what the story is. But I have kind of a fleeting thought as what it might be, and I'm going to contact somebody after the show and see. If somebody else calls and we don't have it, then that tells me what I thought. So what's JoJo saying there?
I guess for anybody that's coming in, they're asking what people's favorite Christmas movies and songs are, and you could ask them questions. Yeah, yes. Ask us any questions. It doesn't have to be Christmas.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be Christmas related. You can ask us anything. Like we just saw just before we came on, for any of you that are sports fans, there was a big baseball trade today with the Dodgers and the Reds. Matt Kemp and Yasiel Puig.
And Alex Wood. For basically Homer Bailey.
Homer Bailey, who they're probably going to buy out to drop. It's all money cap related for the Dodgers to try and drop cap, and it's prospects for the Reds. And the Dodgers are actually paying the Reds $7 million more dollars to make the trade. So that's a pretty good deal for the Reds.
And Josh Gordon.
And Josh Gordon from the New England Patriots, of course, has been fighting a drug situation for years, and he was suspended today. Well, it's probably not suspended. It's probably a ban. NFL, and they said effective immediately. So,
that's a shame. There's a lot of help out there, and he just doesn't get it.
Something along the line. Of course, we don't know what he tested positive for yet, but he's under a very strict situation anyway. He couldn't even have alcohol. If he had a drink, he would have violated his NFL suspension standards. So,
eggnog my butt. What else is in it? And stop calling us hoes.
I didn't call. That's only for my ex-wives, Joe. You didn't marry me.
Well, she wanted eggnog for her butt. Is that what
she
said?
That's what I said. Eggnog my butt. I'm not. Hey, don't she have a man? She got a man, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not. No. No. Eggnog, yes. And you know, I didn't say you were a hoe, Joe, because that was only for my ex-wives. And I don't. I know I've spent a lot. Like I said, there were a few years I don't remember a lot, but I don't think we were in Vegas on one of my binges and woke up together. At least I don't remember if we did, and I'm very sorry if I don't remember. I probably owe a few apologies.
Al says,
what's Al say?
Is there a phone or computer? It's their phone or computer, rookies, LOL. And
Well, then you got to talk to Dave D, because Dave says he didn't have us on, and we could clearly hear the show in the background.
We have no idea.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
just like the show, we wing it.
We're winging it. We didn't write anything down. And we're keeping it like that. So if somebody else calls, we can test this and find out if Dave's right, or if somehow something was going on. But we'll figure it out.
Hello to Albert Casper joined us.
Albert Casper. And I need to talk about Albert Casper.
Okay, good. Sure.
And I'll tell you why. You guys may think I'm being silly or that I'm shilling, which I am a little bit. Albert Casper does power washing. He's also a corrections officer for the state. Hardworking guy, man. And he's got a power washing business over in Bridgeton in Cumberland County, but he'll go anywhere in the South Jersey area. And I'll tell you what, I saw him do a building over in Bridgeton that was just looked awful. Color was like, I thought the color of the building was gray. All right. I don't know, Albert, you can tell me how long it took you. I don't know if it was 1 day, 2 days, but he power washed the hell out of this building. And by the time it got done, I actually realized, holy crap, this building's white. I mean, you didn't know. It looked like it got a brand new paint job by the time he cleaned this thing.
Huh.
It's Casper Power Washing. And the slogan, I got to give Zach credit. I mean, he tied in with his name. Best thing is just get down with the ghost. But Albert does a nice job, and I just want to let people know, especially anybody over in that area, that he's apparently going to be running. If I'm right, Albert, you're going to run it all winter too, right? Because they do a lot of inside stuff as well. My buddy Keith Vreeland's joined. Hey, Keith, how you doing? I probably need to give you a text or a phone call later, and not today, obviously, but maybe over the weekend and see what's going on over at the big house and see if there's anything I need to know about, because I found out that I did a bunch of work that I had fought to say, I don't think you guys want to do that. We did it, and come to find out it didn't need to be done and probably shouldn't have been. So I'll probably give you a call just so I know what I'm heading back to in a few weeks. But thanks for joining in. And Steve, I can never say your last name, but Steve's a hell of a guy.
I think it is. Yeah.
Steve was a trainer for umpires.
Okay.
And he's really good. He was really good. And I got to give him credit. I had umpired before, but some of the stuff he let us know about, he knew what was going on. And I don't think he's umpiring anymore. He had some health issues, but he's fought back from them too, I believe. So, and he's a veteran. Steve's a veteran.
Nice.
So,
thanks
so
for your service.
Steve, here's to you. Merry Christmas, brother. Thank you for joining us, and to all those out there that have served our country, thank you very much for all you do. We hope you have great, great holidays. Now, I usually don't say holidays, but for you guys, you can pick whatever holiday you want. I don't give
a
shit.
Appreciate
I just hope you have a good season. What's JoJo saying to us here? Oh, she's laughing her ass off. Don't laugh that ass off, baby. I'm not done yet. I'm not done hitting on your sister yet, all right?
Get a hammock.
Hey, I'd crawl in a hammock with JoJo and spend a while anyway. That's the kind of guy I am, Joe. But remind me, if we were in Vegas together, let me know, because I apologize for not remembering. What's Margie saying?
What was the best gift you got?
I think one of my divorces came right in around Christmas time. It was perfect. Thank you. Happy holidays. Thank you, Jesus.
I think it's inflatable.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding anybody anymore. I mean, that's why I flat out talk about
it.
You
blew it up 110%.
110%. That's why I had to get another one just like her. God damn it, you're right. There it is, folks. You can see it right on the cup, 110%. Don't forget it. Jim Comas is joined again. Thanks, Jim. Two nights in a row, brother. Thank you very much. Veterans Museum. I can't go through the whole thing, Jim. You can if you want. But see that half bottle gin there? It's affecting, I think, a couple of things. One is vision.
Yeah.
The other is memory.
Don't blame it on the alcohol.
Blame it on the age. I know. I think it's Veterans United Memorial Military Museum. And if I got it right, I sometimes I switch the military and memorial by accident. Great place. They do a lot of great work. They go around and actually give lectures. It's a nonprofit. There's no taxpayer support for it at all up in Tuckerton. People can go there, and they also go out to schools and churches and anybody that wants to hear about some of the factual stuff that happened from every war this country's fought, from World War One up to now. And they have artifacts, letters from soldiers, all kinds of neat stuff you can see, and all kinds of facts and stuff written. So it's really cool.
Cool.
What's Albert saying there? Man, I can't see. It took you 3 hours for that building? Oh, man. I'm telling you, God bless America. If I remember right, it was summertime, too, so I think it was a hot day, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn right, he says. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to my friend Arlene Amilcare. Appreciate that.
Merry Christmas, Arlene.
I ended up on a watch party. Party on my phone since I can't get tagged.
No,
okay. So
well, no, they're all coming.
There.
It's just I'm not scrolling down. Yeah, they're all, every time you told me. That one didn't, huh?
No, all these
all right,
people
well,
are mine.
If you see
just
one
like
that,
if I see anything on
all right,
there.
Yeah. If you see one that, or see some that I don't see, let me know. They think Josephine's thinking we're drinking too much. Josephine, I don't think you can drink too much.
Yeah, I don't think you can drink too much. And we don't promote drinking either.
Well, no,
folks,
we don't advocate. And the words of the late great Hunter S. Thompson. And I'm paraphrasing and probably picking this quote apart, but it has the same meaning. I don't condone drinking, drug use, or loose promiscuous sex.
Right.
Those things have worked for me, but I don't, you know.
That was back in 1800. That's
yeah, well, yeah. It was in the late 70s, early 80s, and Hunter Thompson had some issues, but a funny writer. Remember, folks, you can call in at 609-363-3249. We do know that the phone number works. So if you want to call in, and we'll chat with you. My friend Dave D., thanks for being the first test subject, brother. That's awesome. Or if you want to interact with us on Facebook Live, you can do that. You're listening and watching the Public John podcast here on wildfireradio.com. You can find us two ways on Wildfire. One is wildfireradio.com/the-public-john, or you can go on Wildfire Radio, go to the search field, and type in the Public John. Also, Facebook Live. For tonight or in the future, you can facebook.com/thepublicjohn. We're also going to be available on, this show will be on iTunes and Google Play. And the video itself will be up on Facebook for a bit and on YouTube. Other than that, I'm not sure there's anywhere else you can put us on social media at this point, Bill. But that's what we want to do, is we just want to have fun. I just want to come out, have fun with my friends and with people I know, people I like, or other people I may get to know and like, you know, and give everybody a shot. So this thing travels. Tonight I didn't travel. I stayed home. Thanks for coming over, Bill.
Hi.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
I know that I... Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I would drink eggnog, but it's about gone. This cup.
But yeah, feel free. We'll talk about anything and everything.
Anything and everything. Give us a call or give us a shout on Facebook Live, or we'll make stuff up. What's your favorite movie? What's your Christmas movie? Favorite Christmas carol? Somebody put on earlier, what's your favorite Christmas gift maybe that you ever got? Yeah, what's your favorite Christmas gift you ever got?
Mine?
Tough guess, huh?
I would just say, like this past Tuesday, my grandson.
You got a grandson, right?
Grandson, so that's a great.
That is cool. That's good. That's a good Christmas gift.
It.
Yeah, that's awesome. True.
Build the wall.
Build. Happy holidays! I can't get in. Hey, I got in here last time.
And you know, speaking of that, they did a GoFundMe page, and they reached over $5 million.
Oh, jeez! In what, 4 days or something? I can't raise $5 to get a plug put in my tire. These weasels, $5 million to throw some people back across the border. What the hell's going on with this country? We're so fucked up. Where's our priorities? We got people that need food, people that need medical care, and what are we doing? We're building Trump's fucking wall. That's great. That's great. The only way that wall is going to help is if Donald can go through and get his hair trimmed by a landscaper. Seriously, he needs a Mexican landscaper to do his hair. Okay, come on. Jesus God.
Oh, it's up to 7 million.
There it is. It's up to 7 million now. We just made them.
Anybody wants to donate to the wall, go
to 35 seconds. In 35 seconds, I just made that bastard $2 million more. Oh, my God. So, John, who are you, what, Darren? I don't know yet. I don't know. It's more of a personal happy holidays kind of thing. What's that?
Janine, do you prefer bought gifts or homemade gifts? Oh, homemade. Definitely.
You know,
the spirit comes from the heart. And
right. The spirit of the holidays, a homemade gift is great. I mean, don't get me wrong. A bought gift, if it's something that you need and somebody put thought into, like, you know, if I knew you needed, I don't know, something for your car, your truck. We'll say you needed a bed liner for your truck. I knew that. You know, and I put the thought into it, said, okay, let me go get Billy a bed liner. He'll really like that. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too.
You know, but to just go out and buy something and go, hey, let's get Billy a onesie.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Okay. I don't care.
Save the money.
Save the money. Give the $20 to somebody that needs it or some shit. You know what? I wouldn't even mind, and I've gotten a couple in quote unquote my day, which was yes, horse and buggy, screw you bastards. But where somebody made a gift to somebody, like we'll say they gave a $25 gift to the Salvation Army in my name. Right. That's pretty cool too, because you know what, it's something I would do if I could afford to do more. So to see somebody maybe do something like that, and it doesn't have to be Salvation Army, I'm just using that as an example. There is a drive in the Salvation Army, at least in Cumberland County. I think it's nationwide, Adopt a Family, for families that have had issues over the last year or so, either with a home or health issues that have been very serious and affected them. So you get a chance, check out the Salvation Army Adopt a Family program, and it's available on the Salvation Army's website, so in wherever area you're at. Remember, you can give us a call at 609-363-3249 here at the Public John Podcast. Yes, so when you give us a call, let's take a look, Bill. Have we raised any money yet? You can call it. Oh, no, yeah, we don't. Yeah, it's not that kind of a thing. Sorry. What you got? Me too? Who? What? JoJo. You know, Facebook brings, I'm so glad our show, Bill, my show, brings people together. It really does. People that couldn't pick up a goddamn phone and stay the hell off of here if you got nothing to contribute to me and Bill. Why? Because that's how I am. That's how I roll. I'm a selfish jerk. And I was going to name the show Captain Narcissist and the Jerk Boys. The Jerk Boys. But then I realized it's too long a name and this is good enough. JoJo likes homemade gifts as well. Yes. I agree with you. Just got off FaceTime with the grandfather. Oh, nice.
The grandbabies.
Oh, the grandbabies.
Paige and Mike.
Paige and Mike. Awesome.
You should have told them to join in here.
Yeah, there we go. So, all right. So we did the gift. We did the movie. Did you do your favorite Christmas song?
Hello to all my friends on my page also that are joining. That's not coming up on your page.
Yeah, for some reason it's not coming up. We apologize, but thank you.
I appreciate you guys for checking us out, and we'll be on till at least 8 or so.
We got about 20 minutes, probably 8:05, 8:10, something like that.
On Facebook
maybe
until
8:30.
And we're into it. We could stay on Facebook Live.
Longer, so. Yeah, I mean, I may walk away from the table if I feel like I'm starting to sober up or something. But other than that, actually, I haven't had. Okay.
Hello, Edwin, Michelle, John, Pamela, Tracy, all the ones that just joined. Thank
Fred,
you.
Barney, Ethel. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
It's tough reading two screens, so bear with us, guys.
Yep, but thank you. And remember, you can call in or you can Facebook Live us. And if you have a comment on and you're only on Bill's, Bill will let me know and we'll address that as well.
Yeah.
You can comment, you can call, you can ask us a question. Oh, look. I can see the cookies now, Bill. So we had a screen up, and you couldn't see the cookies, but now you can.
And also, any of my friends that are seeing this, you could add John, the public John, or John Harris.
That's right. John Harris Comedy, all Facebook pages, Jersey Comedy with a Z as well. What else? With the public John, and I even put us on Leatherhead Comedy Club because they've been nice to us. My first podcast was at Leatherhead Comedy Club with the awesome Andy Julia and the great Dave Dudley, urban comedy legend Dave Dudley.
Both great guys.
Dave D. Yeah, both good guys, both funny guys. I thank them a lot for being on the first one. And if you think we had technical issues tonight, whoo, that was one where we really had some technical issues.
Janine and Joanne.
They're still talking.
Get a room. They are.
They're in a room. They're on our Facebook room. That's where they're at. It's so nice to almost hear from you guys. I mean, I'm so glad you're bonding on our show here.
Feel free to ask any questions.
Yeah, to us.
To us.
All right? I mean, you know, Janine can see Billy anytime. You know, and
she said I would love a onesie.
You probably would. You would like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you would. When we were younger, no. Now, it just keeps my ass warm.
Well,
I don't care. Right.
Cover up what, you know, what people don't want to see.
And people don't want to see. And it's the perfect clothing for a big-ass elf. That was funny. Dave D comes up with a quote of the night, the name of the night, the big-ass elf.
Since we don't have any questions, but the other night you were witnessing about the measurements.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. You know, some guys will know about this right away. We got to be careful, guys, when we remember there's that old joke where, women don't know, they think 9 inches is this, if you're watching, that maybe 3 to 4 inches is really 9 inches. Well, we saw how that can play havoc in real life. When we've convinced women of that, when somebody was measuring something and they went, oh, that's like 7.5 inches. And I'm looking and went, nah, it's like 3.5, 4. It's like half of what she said. And we measured and it was half what she said. And I said, and the first thing I thought of is, you know, it's our fault. Because we've been telling women that 3 inches is anywhere from 8 to 9 inches. So, ladies, we're sorry. And we realize we got to change that because sometimes we may need an important non-biological related accurate measurement. And if you don't know what 8 or 9 inches is, then then we've got issues. So,
it had to do with a TV, guys, so get your mind out.
Right away.
It wasn't, you know, everybody thinks measurements are like, oh, okay. Yeah,
9 inches, 7 inches, 8 inches, you know. I mean, for me, it'd have to be 3 times for 9 inches. You know what I'm saying?
That's 3 times.
That's all. But, hey, you know what? That's a minute and a half of glory for me, so that's all that matters.
Come on, guys. Let's speak up here.
Somebody likes this. Oh, JoJo says, they're still talking
to
each other.
Build the wall.
Let's talk about someone else's conversation.
See what Arlene did? Arlene started this about building the wall, and that's what they're just saying.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, brick by brick.
Brick.
Holy moly. Let's see how much Trump has raised now for this stupid freaking wall. All right. Why don't you just get a damn chain link fence and put razor wire on it? You're going to put all these guards at the stinking city anyway, and take the excess money and do something good with it, like lower my freaking taxes, for Christ's sake. You know? I pay more in taxes. Well, I don't want to talk about it anymore because now I'm going to get all pissed off and upset and all that stuff.
Wants a onesie. What's everyone doing this weekend? Think about going to Smithville Saturday night to see the lights.
Are they actually talking to us now?
I
think that's a general question to everybody that we may accidentally. Right, I was going to say we may.
We're not everybody.
No, but we may accidentally get included, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think we probably will.
Well, whatever they're going to do, Janine's going to do, you're going to do. So guess what, buddy? You're
absolutely, Arlene.
What'd she say?
She said, I'm sorry, but we need it.
The wall. Oh, I thought she meant she needed the 9 inches. I'm like, I'm out of this conversation. I don't know this lady. If she needs, no. I don't know her. Don't want to get. You need to stay out of that conversation too. So,
I can't be in that equation anyway. So.
Okay.
You said 9 inches. Again. I'm out.
I'm out. Right. Oh, jeez. He gone. The old Ken Harrelson swinging a man, strike three. He gone. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's just not right. So right away, we've taken a nasty turn here at Christmas.
Hey, a naughty Santa, you know? What can they say?
Hey, ho, ho, ho. Oh. You know what I'm saying? It's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
You're in. And I keep this up. We're going to find out. Get out. Story of my life. Or knock on the door. Damn it. I did it again. Oh, well. And so you're listening to the No Filter Show. Why not? So, Janine, ha ha ha. And you can tell it's sarcastic, ha ha, because yeah. Otherwise it'd be LOL or LMA, too many friggin' initials. But in this case, it's like, ha ha ha. I understand exactly what she's saying.
I need a refill.
I do too. I've been sitting here waiting for you to go get us a refill here. You notice I'm waiting on him.
Hello, anybody upstairs want to come bring us some eggnog?
Yeah, anybody in the neighborhood.
Come on down
and
you're
bring some on the new
public John.
On the public John. You could be a guest star if you can stagger on down here. And
says she knows how to measure.
With what?
Oh, my goodness.
Arlene, you using a ruler, I hope? I got a tape measure here. You know, if you go to a woman's bedroom and it looks like a Home Depot, chances are. That's why Santa's like got her.
It's got a kickstand.
It's got a kickstand and everything. If it ain't cordless, it ain't for me. She says, "Boom." Drop that hammer right there. No. JoJo's got to go. Got to go finish her hair
and
put it back. Yeah. Okay, that's great. Yeah, I don't think she's talking to us either.
She's talking to Refiner
Janine. Thank God they had a conversation. That's why we're here, Bill, to bring people together.
Excuse
Happy
me,
holidays.
But I ended up being right because we moved the TV up 6 inches. It was perfect. No. I was right.
Uh-oh.
You
uh-oh.
Said,
we
got to
fight.
Inches.
We got to fight. We got any eggnog?
Oh. Eggnog.
Hey, we want some eggnog.
We'll even put you on camera. Come on.
He don't want to be on camera. Yeah, just mix up some eggnog, everybody. We only got a few minutes left.
Arlene says
work.
She's got it by sight, so she just.
She can
like,
visual. She's got the. Like, do you have like laser vision, Arlene? Could you imagine? Oh my boy. Could you imagine you're a guy, and you're looking below the belt, and all of a sudden there's like a laser. I'm out.
Arlene's looking at me.
I'm out. She's across the street, sighting in the laser. I think I can hit that target. Wow. Oh, man. I wonder if a woman has a Home Depot bedroom, does the guy walking in have to wear the assless smock?
I don't know. Probably ought to have to put a hard hat on.
A hard hat on or something. Oh, what's the true value one?
Hey, here's our team, man. We got our waiter here.
We're getting some pre-mixed eggnog. Awesome. It's got some stuff. You can have our waiter is here. Thank you, garçon. We appreciate it. You are leaving the tip, eh, Mr. Elf?
Yes.
You know his name, right? Big-ass Elf.
Say hi, Ty.
Old ass.
That's
ass
my
elf.
Son.
Yeah, it's great. Old
I'm
ass
getting
elf.
No respect.
Who said
right
that?
Here.
Hey,
no
Joe.
Respect.
Joe. Oh, thank you very much. Since it's got all the right ingredients in it now, we appreciate that. You want to join us? I don't know. Do we have another seat? We got another seat out there. I don't know if you'll be on camera on that one. No, you'll stand. He's going to stand and tower over us. That's awesome. That's great.
Favorite holiday
here's to you.
Food.
Thanks for bringing
yes.
us some knock.
Thank you.
We would say you could have some, but you're not 21.
Ty is our star athlete. He's a son in soccer, street hockey.
He's not 21, so he can't
just started
have any
lacrosse.
Of this.
And
thank you very much.
He just
Wawa doesn't realize how good we make their eggnog after adaptations.
Favorite holiday food?
Yeah. Hey, my favorite what?
Favorite holiday food.
Whatever. We'll pass on that one.
Mine would either be a nice ham, you know, ham or a prime rib, but that's definitely a prime rib.
Mine is, I don't know. I kind of like the Chinese and the potato latkes I had last year.
Arlene, I can't say if there's rum in there because we don't promote alcohol. So even though we're displaying alcohol. But.
We can.
He's a handsome boy. You got to compliment him.
Oh, you got a handsome boy.
We've been on for an hour. Two old guys.
Two old guys. And you know what we got? And
you
know what we got?
Or nothing. We're come in and then you're
30 seconds
boy.
Later, women are going, hey, nah.
Hey, now. Hey, he is single, guy. He is. Guys.
As soon as you said guys, he was like, I ought to punch you in the head.
He is single.
He is. Yeah, he's single, right? You're not attached? No steady... No,
you could talk because you're on the radio.
Yeah, I was going to say you're actually on radio too. This is you know, so you can say something here if you want. We'll do an in-depth interview. I feel like Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes. So tell us, young man, are you seeing anyone steady? We'll take that complete silence with a microphone in his face as an absolutely no. And I don't want to be bothered. but he's standing here looking good for you girls on Facebook Live. That's what it is. He's like, yeah, I'm all that, yo. That's all. He's got that air of confidence about him. You know what I'm saying?
Look at that. Smooth.
Oh, my friend Joe. Joe, a little eggnog for you. I'm thinking of you as I drink.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, those sounds you hear are the sounds of me imbibing more drinks.
What do you want to drink? We already got.
I think
you're a little late there.
Yeah, Garcon took care of us here. We're already. Either she set him down and didn't know he came already. Did she really?
I guess we're late.
We got a little bit of a delay there.
Yeah, well, cheers to you, Arlene, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thanks for. Joining us and supporting us here on our show.
We appreciate
John's
it.
Show, actually.
I was just going to say.
Our show.
I was just going to say, I'm sending you a bill.
Yeah, I don't want the bill, so
I
it's John's
I don't want the bill,
show.
So it's John's show. He had me on as a guest.
No, a little too much eggnog.
Too much eggnog, maybe, yeah. What are we going to do? So, but we do want to thank you guys for listening. We want to thank you for joining your listening and watching the Public John podcast on wildfireradio.com. You can go into search field, type in the Public John. We are also on iTunes and Google Play. And, of course, Facebook Live. And the video itself will be on, stay on Facebook Live on the Public John page on Facebook, as well as YouTube, which has its own Public John channel. So you can see all kinds of stuff that I put up there, before stuff, after stuff, of course, videos from shows, things like that. All the episodes are going on. So we appreciate all the support. If anybody wants to sponsor the Public John, following up on my friend Josh Suey, who was a guest on last night's show, Josh said, hey, if anybody wants to, and here I am, it's my show, I'm figuring out ways to pay for it, the 17-year-old is like, John, why don't you wake up and ask people to sponsor you, because it's a very nominal fee. It's like, I don't know, $10 a week or something if you want. I don't care. It's probably negotiable, but anything you want to do, if you do, you can reach me at the Public John. What's my email? There it is. ThePublicJohn@outlook.com. I couldn't remember. We have it hanging up. That's why this picture's here. Even though Josh was like, more pictures of John in the room would be great, because there's that one. There's that one. And I think I had to take down a mirror because it was, someone's coming.
Thanks, Arlene. You have a good night. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks,
Corey,
folks.
Corey Owens, a friend of mine.
Thanks
for coming
in.
I hope you had a great birthday the other day.
Nice.
Tell your folks I said hello and Merry Christmas.
Tell Jimmy and Darlene we said hey. That would be great. Let me see. So, Tyler, you're here. Favorite holiday food, bro?
Kuchen. It's a German.
Oh, yeah. He
really?
He takes German in school. So.
Oh, do you? What's it called?
Had it today. It's called Kuchen.
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 Is it like cooking with Hans, yeah? No, what, I'm an asshole. Tyler just gave me the look like, you know, you're really a jerk, really, seriously. And he's right. So
what's in it?
What's in it? Yeah, what kind of cake is it?
It's like raisin, salt, butter, all kind of stuff like that.
Is it like a cake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Huh. Oh, sounds good.
You have to make it for us.
Yeah, you have to make it for us. Yeah. No, he's like, I can.
We'll do a video.
Oh, there you go. Video. Yeah,
YouTube.
YouTube, that sucker. Cooking. That's a cooking with a K.
Cooking?
Yeah. Sounds good. I know I'll be eating.
Hello, Michael Bailey. Thanks for joining.
Mike Bailey, Mikey. Oh, moo to you, my friend. It's a Mikey thing. Moo.
Moo.
He's like, you. And right now he's going, you ass. And he would be right.
Whatever's in front of our sign.
What's in the front? What is that what they're saying? Oh, something's in front of the phone call sign. Sorry, phone. That number again.
There.
And it's still there. Well, on our display, yes, it's still there. Let's see if the number is still connected. I believe it is, if I can get to it from here. If I can't, then I won't care if the number's still there. Where is the mouse? There it is. These people on radio right now are going, boy, this is really exciting. 609-363-3249. Donations are accepted. Oh, no, that's the wrong thing. That's right. If you want to reach us on the Public John, it's 609-363-3249, or you can interact with us on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody that's chimed in so far with your comments. Please feel free to interact with us. We're having a good time. We probably have about 5 more minutes maybe on Wildfire Radio. So if you want to be heard on that or on iTunes, that would be how to get a hold of us within the next, I would say, 5 minutes, yeah. 10 at the most.
Then
after that, we'll hang around Facebook Live for a little bit and just shoot the breeze and go from there.
Feel free to chime in, guys. We haven't had many questions in the back.
Not lately, probably in about 10, 15 minutes or something like that. You had a great question for Tyler, so that was a good one.
Let's say hi to Michelle, Tracy, and Chad Winterbottom. Hello, thanks for joining us.
Oh, Chad's in. Hey, Chad, now that I've moved back in the area, you probably don't remember me, but I was a patient of yours, and let me tell you something, I think I'm going to be again pretty soon, so... No, really, seriously, my neck feels like somebody hit me with a hammer. It does. So he's going to be like, yeah, I don't remember you. Just write the check. And you know what? I would say the same thing. So
there's your new bodyguard, Tyler.
That's right. So if you guys want to mess with somebody, you got to go through him first, okay? And you can already see he's not going to be happy to hear from you. He's not smiling, all right? He's not, you know. Like right now, he's only smiling because I mentioned the word smile. Other than that, he wouldn't give a rat's ass. If you go to hurt me, all right, I got the big ass elf over here.
That's right.
and I got the athletic guy over here.
Oh,
and
look
at that. He's going to buff. Oh. He's going to show us now. Yeah.
Send those guns.
Okay, girl, send your dollar
here
bills to. Boom. Chicka pow pow.
Let's see those guns.
Dun, 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 dun. Now the ladies are going, stay on the air, stay on the air. Look
there's
at that.
Guns.
There's
Look.
A gun. Look at this.
All
right. You don't have to be a plumber to show the pipes, baby. You know what I'm saying? Our boy's showing the pipes. There we go. You're looking what? Looking for business sponsors or personal as well. Nothing personal, but when I look at it, we'll say a $10 bill. It doesn't say business or personal on it. It just has a Ben Franklin's picture. Doesn't matter to me. Send an email if you're interested. That would be great. And that way, because I have to keep documentation of those kinds of things. So that would be great. But yes, I can probably be bought or rented, I guess, at this point. I think rented. Being bought is like a commitment. You can break a lease.
Even if it's 50 cents.
Yeah, 50 cents, yo.
50 cents,
yo. 50 cents, yo. Listen to you. I ain't giving shit away for 50 cents. You might give away for 50 cents. I ain't giving it. Would you do anything for 50 cents? No? See, my bodyguard knows. I don't do nothing for 50
Hello
cents.
Hello to Kevin Danny. Kevin Danny was what when I was living in Maryland.
Okay.
I known him since I was, a little guy. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, we got another visitor. Bonnie, what up? But he wants to get on camera.
Hey, Bonnie Beck. Hello.
I see he wants to get on camera.
And they want to do a little thing for you here.
Oh, do they really?
Do your thing there. Just not real loud in the microphone. Go ahead. Yeah. You guys do it together in unison. No, here we go. Together.
All right. We have special guests here. I don't know, but you got about 2 minutes.
Come on. Hurry up. Come on.
All right. I'm putting this right in between you. Don't scream too loud because, you'll the modulation.
You ready?
All of
you.
You scream.
1, 2, 3. Hey, man. Say, man. I can get you somewhere to stay, man. Hey, man. It's your boy Smooth Geo.
Okay, man.
Speaking of okay, man.
Okay, man.
That was something.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, thanks for stopping by, really. That little interlude was brought to you by somebody else. It wasn't me. Look at my boy. Look at Smooth Geo Productions. That's great. Can they look that up on YouTube or something?
Yeah,
is that something?
YouTube thing.
Is it G-E-O? Is that what it is?
G-I-O.
Oh, G.I.O. Get it right. He's like, you old ass don't know shit. Is it smooth or is it smooth?
Smooth. You do it. It's your turn. You have to.
Smooth G.I.O. Oh, somebody shoot me.
Look, they got you doing it the other night, too.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Bloody bastards. So what is it you're saying, lad? Smooth Geo.
Yes.
All right, there you have it. That's as close as I'm going to get tonight. I barely said it. Are you kidding? It's silly, folks, but we just don't care. I don't care. It's my show. The Public John, thank you, folks, for tuning in.
Hi,
Bonnie Beck joined. There's a friend of both
Bonnie,
of ours, Bonnie Beck.
Bonnie, we met at karaoke.
Yes, that's right. Actually, that's true, yeah.
Many moons ago.
Oh, geez. Well, the cameras were about close to done, but there it is. Josh, say your name, Josh.
I am Josh.
All right, let me clarify this for you, Josh. Say your full name, Josh.
Joshua Tyler Trythall.
There you have
there
it.
You go.
That was tough. Thank God we were able to.
Sure.
The more people you get to watch, the more people will be a star. This will stay on Facebook,
hey,
on facebook.com
cool.
/ the Public John, and the video will be on YouTube as well on the Public John podcast channel.
And you should add him because they have a YouTube channel too. So you guys, you know,
there should be some networking going
on.
Yeah,
see, that's what
Yeah, more money. Do a little advertising. That's
okay.
Right.
So my YouTube channel, I do with my girlfriend.
Okay, just
NNJ Adventures.
Yeah, exactly. Shameless self-promoter. What is it? Oh, I'm so shameless. It's ridiculous. I don't give a shit. What's a
It's a great TV show.
It's a great TV show.
Oh yeah.
This is
no.
Oh
well, yes.
Oh, no. Yeah. This is? No. Get the hell out. All that shit he just said, ignore, folks. Oh, wait, no. Yours is great, too. So what's the name of yours again?
NNJ Adventures.
NNJ Adventures.
Yes.
Okay. Why the extra N? Seriously, you have NNJ Adventures.
Nicole and
Josh.
And
that's why I was trying to get clear. Oh,
Nicole
J.
And
so
Josh.
Nicole and Josh. All right. You can tell it was done when they were first dating and getting serious, can't you? Because her name went first. Once you're in a
Hello,
little while
Charles-y.
You make shit up, you don't care. You don't try to impress nobody anymore. It's like, yeah, all right, what about that Josh and Nicole? You know what I'm saying? My name
J&N.
My shit's first, yo. Yeah.
Sister-in-law Shirley, join us.
Hey, welcome. Shirley, how the heck are you?
Merry Christmas.
One of these days I'm going to say, how the heck are you? And somebody's going to answer, and I'm going, what the hell? Be like there's a ghost in the room or some shit. Be like, oh, man, I know I've had some eggnog. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
But
I tell you what.
It
Tell you what,
tell
player.
You what, you player. I'm so far from being a player. Look at me. I done played.
Yeah,
one,
he don't play. Done he played. Gets married. Oh, that's and right. Gets into war.
I
he
don't play. I go in full tilt and then get out full tilt. It's just that simple. What's that say?
Oh, a star is born.
There you go. There, you're born. There you go. There you go.
Ding 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 ding.
You're the winner on A Star Is Born. What are you doing? You messing with my trio?
Well, showing the star.
Oh, showing the star. Oh, the star. Very nice. Very nice. That's a nice.
My sister said you two are flagged. I'm like,
a what?
We're flagged.
Oh, we're flagged. we're kicked out of the bar.
Last call for alcohol.
I don't see no lights dimming yet, goddammit. They don't hang flicking, so guess what? What's the old saying? You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Hey, Dave Sherbo in the house.
Hey, Dave, what's up, brother? How you doing, man? Merry Christmas. You got any left? Or you drink faster than me, man. Merry Christmas.
I guess
bitch.
We should say one more toast.
We got one more toast.
And then
we want to thank
Facebook if everybody wants to stay on.
Yep,
for
thanks,
a few minutes.
Josh, and thanks, T-Man, for coming down.
Goodbye, Santa Claus.
No, yeah, goodbye. No, no, no. Santa Claus.
I'm the elf.
Big ass elf. He
big
got named.
Elf. No.
Yeah, but he got named. Somebody
got
named him early.
Big ass elf. And that's the new bodyguard.
He said, look, there's Santa. Well, you know what it is? I had a thing where I did Santa at a show.
Yeah.
And with some other comics, and I did Santa. And it's, of course, miserable Santa. Why Santa is miserable, basically. And we're not going to do the thing because you never know. Somebody may come out and see me. Cheers, right. But, whole thing about curdled eggnog. And why is it always cookies and milk? And all that shit. Why
milk
ain't there
and
no?
Cookies.
Why ain't there no surf and turf?
Yeah,
and shit like
the cookies
that.
And milfs. Yeah.
No, no, no. I didn't
no, not MILFs. Not MILFs.
If it was MILFs, Santa would never get shit done. All yeah. right? I'm telling you now. It was like, MILFs. You know what? We had a thing the other night. I'm going to piss off some of our listeners in a minute. But think about this. Seriously. If one of the biggest insults in the English language is when somebody calls you a motherfucker. Right? I'm telling you what. If somebody called me that, and I'm walking out of some hot chick's house who just happened to have a kid, I'm not insulted, right? I'd be like, yeah, you know that shit.
Now,
yeah.
Now, if you want to talk about some MILFs with cookies,
that's a whole different
story.
I mean,
that's not cookies and MILFs, but MILFs with cookies.
MILF with cookies? That means that chick's bacon, too? Shit, I ain't leaving that house.
Baker's dozen.
I ain't leaving that house. That's right. I ain't leaving that house till the divorce papers come through. Shit, I'm staying as long as I can. I'm
just
getting
don't,
to eat.
Just don't want no
that's
bread
it.
To rise. That's
I
all.
I got diabetes somehow, right? Baby, you should. You so sweet, I'd take insulin, baby.
You just don't want no bread to rise. That's
right. I don't want no bread to rise. I don't need that. We don't need that, folks. If you got to go to the doctor and say, it's some kind of a cillin is what I need. Chances are, vanicillin, ambicillin, some kind of a cillin. you gotta help me get rid of this. I'm illin
for cillin.
I'm illin. I need some cillin. You know, chances are, you've been to one house too many, all right? Yeah, so it's not good. Well, thanks, fellas, for joining us. We're getting ready to sign off here, I think, pretty soon. Yep. But we want to say thank you guys for first the delivery of the eggnog, you for the cultural lesson and the social media lesson.
Yeah, and the
and the MILF, the MILFs and cookies
MILFs
lesson.
MILFs and cookies.
MILFs and cookies.
MILFs and cookies.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Tammy Lynn Sherbo in the house.
Tammy Lynn in the house. So we're going to stay on Facebook.com,
yeah,
I think,
minutes.
Just a couple minutes while we wrap cords up and things like that. But nothing interesting you folks on Wildfire Radio would really be interested in. So we're going to go ahead and sign off, at least from Wildfire. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to the Public John Podcast. Remember, we're also available on iTunes, on Google Play. Of course, always available on Wildfire Radio Live when we announce the shows, as well as on the wildfireradio.com's website. You can type in the Public John under the search, or you can go wildfireradio.com/the-public-john and go straight to it directly. I want to thank my co-host for tonight anyway, or at least guest, Billy Smith, Bad Boy Bill, better now known for the holiday season as the Big Ass Elf. thanks, Dave D, for naming him the Big Ass Elf. We're going to stay on Facebook.com for a few more minutes for this holiday extravaganza. Isn't that falsely named?
Thanks for having me, though. I appreciate it.
Hey, no
always
problem.
Always
thanks
a pleasure.
A lot.
Always a pleasure.
It is. It's always a pleasure for you. And, T-Man Tyler Smith, thanks, buddy, for stopping by. Josh, say your last name again.
Frobro.
Yeah, that's it. You can find these guys on all over social media and shit like that. So thank you, folks, for listening on Wildfire. Like I said, we're going
to
stay on Facebook
Merry
for a couple
Christmas
minutes
to
wrap
all.
Things up.
Merry
but
Christmas.
And a Happy New
Merry
Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy, I guess I'll say holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
There you go.
But Merry Christmas is first to me. So thanks, folks. We will talk to you next week from Arizona. Woo. Yeah, baby. See yous.